Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies this much. You can't see it, but I'm holding my hands very far apart. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in New York City, where I'll be taping an ep tonight at the Gramercy Theater. Did a really fun show last night in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall, and I pledge I will come back there if they will have me. Graham Elwood played Leonard Maltingame against the audience, and I will play the very echoey audio from that part of the show in mere moments. Knoxville, Nashville, Toronto, Buffalo, Bloomington, Indiana, Dallas, Philly, New Orleans, Oklahoma City. I'm coming to all y'all soon. Dates, deets, and links at DougLovesMovies.com. Now, enjoy Boston Baked Benson. And as always, Graham Elwood making jokes about the movie I actually picked for the Nora Ephron category while we are playing is a shithead. It is time for some Leonard Maltin in Boston. Can we get the lights up just a tad to see what kind of name tags people are on?
Jesus, this is funny. Have you been drinking?
What? This is your honor to come over.
Yes, you have. It's very bright in their faces, but lots of people have very big name tags. There's one over there that somebody loves that loves movies.
Put it in a circle. You're going to need to
somebody brought Candyland and changed to what's your name?
Randyland.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a porno board game. There's a Batman that says, hello, my name is, what's your name?
Dan Man.
All right.
Wow.
And we got a...
That one's got lights on it. That's pretty.
There's another one of someone loves Doug Loves Movies, but his is smaller.
Yeah.
That's
Needlepoint.
That's Needlepoint. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yours is.
Oh, it's Needlepoint, motherfucker.
That's so fucking.
You better pick it. It took me 2 years.
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking asshole? Did you get into your fucking Needlepoint, you cocksucker? Fucking put lights around on your goddamn Needlepoint Christmas tree. Go fuck yourself.
Did someone from Providence just water it?
Yeah, that's a nod to the TV program Arrested Development. Back soon on Netflix. People are so excited they think we have something to do with it.
Who said that show sucks?
I have no idea!
Do you really think so?
No, I love it.
Ah, no, I love it. That was just something to yell.
Just had to yell at something.
It's a great show.
Fuck that show. Now it's great. That's how we love here.
You're stupid. Really? No, I love them.
I love
them. They're great. They serve their country. I was just saying something.
I was angry when you said that.
Handicapped people should walk it off.
What?
No, I was just saying.
I was just
yelling out something
yelling
that
out.
Didn't make any sense.
I just wanted to participate.
Might have to come back and do a full-blown taping of Douglas movies here.
This guy's like, I fucking hate your podcast. No, it's great. I love it.
Stand over there next to Graham. He won't, probably won't bite you.
What's your name?
Chloe Andresiak.
Nice. Hold it up so everyone can see. That's Needlepoint.
And you wrote a shithead on the back?
I did.
Let me see it, just for future reference. Oh, okay.
From back here, it looks like it's just a fucking light bright, but up close, it's there.
That's smart. Did you know that you were going to get here late, so you needed something that would light up and attract our attention?
Well, that's why I wrote the shithead on the back.
Oh. I don't... That didn't really answer my question. But it's all good. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Chloe.
Chloe. Okay. I'm not going to say that whole thing. I'm just going to call you Chloe. I might even just call you Clue.
You can do that too.
Just to shorten shit up. most of you listen to the podcast that are here tonight, but anybody who doesn't, this is just between Chloe and Graham. So please don't please don't say anything if you think you know the answer. Chloe gets to pick a category. Would you like, as suggested by at Ben Tumball on Twitter, or Turnbull? Tumble. T-U-M-B-U-L-L. The Battle of Balls Deep. That's Lord of the Ring actors, films that have Lord of the Ring actors having sex. Yeah, hot new category. Or, may she rest in peace, Nora Ephron is celebrating a birthday today. So the films of Nora Ephron, which Graham might not be too familiar with. Because I don't think Bane was ever in a Nora Ephron movie.
No, he was. He was in Sleepless in Seattle.
Or are...
We're at the top of the Empire State Building. We were like love. I will let you share my mask with me.
Or are we there yet?
I'm in Seattle's record.
Are we there yet? Movies that take place in Russia. So Russia, somebody went woo over there.
That's the guy that's been cheering everything.
I'm from Russia. Or so Russia, Nora Ephron, or Lord of the Rings actors having sex. Which one do you like? People in the audience always have an opinion, even though they don't have your brain.
I will do.
There is a time limit. I'm going to have to ask you to sit down.
Okay, I will do...
Balls Deep!
No, I'm not over here yet.
You know, I've been doing stand-up a long time, hoping someone would yell Balls Deep.
Especially a woman.
Yeah, I should have been more specific. I've always hoped that a woman would yell Balls Deep at me.
Balls Deep! Give her the whole shout.
I want your balls in me also. To be uncomfortable, and that's another thing entirely.
Why did you find that hole?
Okay, Grandma.
That was Lincoln or Bane? That was Lincoln. That was Lincoln.
Also, 7 years ago, I got a disaster. Do you feel in control of my butthole?
All right.
Take control of my butthole. Take control.
Is that really the one you want, Chloe? You want Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Nobody ever picks it, so I'm thrilled.
That's why I picked it.
Here's why they don't pick it.
Okay.
You have a choice between two movies that took place in Russia, and the years are 1970 and 1975.
This is going to be fun, huh?
Where's your time?
Don't yell them out. Don't yell anything out.
Probably the more recent one, right?
Yeah, 75.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie. It's just between Graham and Chloe, you guys. 3 stars, 1975. He says it's one of the most pretentious... What?
3 stars. I hated this.
He says it's one of the most pretentious films of the person that made this film, which is an interesting comment. He also says that it is funny but uneven, and that the music is by Prokofiev. And of course, that makes sense because it takes place in Russia. And Leonard lists 6 names in the cast of this movie from 1975. How many names do you think you can name it in, Chloe? I recommend that you say 6.
6 names.
6 is a strong opening.
I will go 5.
He says 5. Here's your 5 names, Graham, and then I'm going to give you 5 seconds to say an answer, because I know how you love to stare at the ceiling, holding the microphone like you're going to blow it. Like you're totally going to go down on that microphone. And, I really want Chloe to win, so I'm not going to even tell you the clues again.
Oh, fuck.
You still have a chance.
You still have a chance.
Your names are... Zvi Scooter.
Oh, Zvi Scooter. This is a lot.
Olga Georges Peacock. Could be Georges Picot.
Is that one?
That's a person, yeah. Alfred Lutter.
Okay.
Harold Gould.
Yay.
And Diane Keaton. Takes place in Russia. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Zhivago.
A better guess would have been Reds, because Diane Keaton was in Reds, but this movie also starred Woody Allen and is called Love and Death. Chloe is our winner!
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the most pretentious things you talk about Woody Allen.
Yeah. Let me tell you what you won, Chloe.
I won the
You won a book called I Love Rock and Roll Except When I Hate It. I didn't read it. I'm just giving it to you. Here, just hold on to that for a second. You also get a copy of my CD, Smug Life, and a $10 gift card to iTunes so you can buy premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds, Doug Loves Movies, Benson Interruption, a copy of Savage Henry magazine, the Harvest issue that has a drawing of me on the cover. I love that. And is it empty now?
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. What are you throwing in?
I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Paul Strike Dance Party. So just come back there and I'll give it to the owner.
Yeah, and do you drink, Chloe?
Of course I do.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? No, people don't drink. Two single drink tickets for right here at Brighton Music Hall. And those expired a few weeks ago. I don't know why they gave me those. But no, those are good for two free drinks tonight. And that way you can get nice and liquored up while you're waiting in the merch table line to have us sign your needlepoint. Let's hear it for Chloe, everybody. And here, you can have the bag if you want to put everything back in the bag. There you go.
Chloe, you guys.
And let's hear it for Brand Elwood. Let's hear it from all of you for coming out here tonight. A lot of you for standing the entire show. I totally appreciate that. And we really will hang out for as long as it takes to meet each and every one of you. And I will definitely come back. I've been remiss in not coming back to Boston sooner. And now that we found a venue that's not... I love the Wilbur Theater, but it's just too big for this kind of show. And so I'm excited. Hopefully Brighton Music Hall will want to have me back. And we'll do this again real soon.
Now it's cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, it's me, comedian Jen Kirkman. You may remember me from my appearances on Chelsea Lately or Drunk History or my two Netflix specials. And now you know me for my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. Do you ever feel like listening to someone just go off about stupid things like gender reveal parties or bad customer service or just not wanting to get back out into life post-pandemic because then we got to deal with people again? Well, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast is for you. I talk about what's going on in the world, in my life, and in my head every week, and it's everywhere you find podcasts.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Mark Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.